now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
Six minutes after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy coffee time. Once again, the mayor, who normally would have joined us at about this time, he is going to join us at about 12:30 today. In advance of that, Tammy Gordon with the Port of Delcom, Delcom Seafood and Farmers Market, to join us at about 12:20. And Richard Hebert, Hebert's Garden Center, coming up toward the bottom of this hour. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Barry Guillot with Iberia Crime Stoppers. Barry, how are you today?
Good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. Boy, we got some good news along the lines of Crime Stoppers. Not sure if it was as a result of a tip called in, but the catalytic converters, at least two people arrested on that. Again, innocent until proven guilty, but at least one converter, a catalytic converter, found on the premises. Don't usually have those in the bedroom.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know the particulars, but they got two people in custody. I don't know if that's all of them, but, you know, it could be a whole gang of them. But typically when they get, when they make an arrest, this, you know, whoever they arrest is going to start talking and give up the other ones, you know.
We will see. But again, two arrests, and we'll get into details during our 12 o'clock news, but anyway, good news along those fronts. Remind us what Crime Stoppers is all about.
Crime Stoppers is a nonprofit organization that was set up so the general public can feed information about crimes that they may have overheard or come into possession of. However you get the information, you know, doesn't matter to us as long as you give the information to us. And we in turn turn around and forward that information to whatever law enforcement agency is it pertains to. So the system's it's worked, you know. It's I was looking on the sheriff's website. It seems like in the last month they picked up four or five people that they had warrants out for, and you know, for various things. NIPD has picked up a few also, so people are, you know, they're doing their jobs.
Yeah, and again, if folks know the whereabouts of someone when there is an arrest warrant out there, make some easy money.
Sure, sure. And you can go on our Facebook page, and you'll see a lot of, you know, the people that are being looked for, and also the Sheriff Department website. You can go on their website, and also NIPD's website. And they normally post these. And there's always photographs of these people, too. So it's a good tool. And it's working. We also, as far as Iberia Crime Stoppers, we pay rewards for any tip that leads to a to an arrest. It doesn't necessarily have to lead to a conviction. If the person gets arrested, your tip is... your reward is paid after the arrest.
Yeah, I mean, you could get that reward money even before arraignment.
Oh, sure,
depending on, you know, how quick you guys get together and they find out that they have indeed gotten an award.
Yeah, well, we have a reward committee that any time we have, you know, the whichever law enforcement agency reports back to us that, oh, well, we've arrested this guy, and this is the case number, this is the tip that came in. They typically have a telephone, they don't wait for the next board meeting.
Right.
They have a telephone conference, and they make a decision right then and there how much money to pay out, depending. And these rewards range anywhere from $50 to 1,000, depending on the severity of the crime, you know.
So again, opportunity, one, to get some bad guys or gals off the streets and put a little cash in your pocket.
Sure. And the way to send those tips in, you can call our landline, our telephone line. It's 364-TIPS, and there'll be an operator that answers that. And you're totally anonymous. We don't know who you are. You're going to be issued a case number, and that's the only identifying mark we have for you. So you got to hang on to that case number. So if you want to call back and check on your tip, we'll know, you know, we'll know which tip it deals with. We also have a website that you can report your tip to. It's www.p3tips.com. That's P as in Paul, 3tips.com. And there's an app associated with that website. You just go to your store, to your Play Store, and you punch in P3, and that's going to be the first thing that you see, the P3 app. But it seems to be working very, very well.
Very good. Yep. Again, we'll remind folks of all those different ways to leave an anonymous tip. And again, in case folks were curious, yeah, you get the reward money anonymously too.
Sure.
We don't talk about the way that happens because we like to keep it that much more anonymous. But again, there is a way to do it, and you guys have been doing it successfully now for better than 3 years.
Yeah, sure. I have a crime of the week.
This
comes from the New Iberia Police Department. It's concerning a shoplifting complaint. On February 27th, 2021, at approximately 7 p.m., officers with the New Iberia Police Department responded to Walmart located at 1205 East Admiral Dahl Drive in reference to a shoplifting complaint. According to video surveillance, the male suspect fled the store with two shopping carts filled with items that were wrapped in spider wire. The male is described as possibly a white male wearing khaki pants, a red shirt, gray skull cap with a mask. He was seen leaving in a white-colored Ford F-250. The amount of the merchandise taken was valued at approximately $4,000. If anyone can identify the subject, contact Iberia Crime Stoppers at 364-TIPS. And there's a surveillance footage. It's kind of grainy. I don't know if it's loaded up to the Facebook page yet. I looked at the Facebook page this morning, and it has not been loaded at the time that I looked at it. It may be loaded now, but they show the guy. He's at least he's wearing a looks like he's wearing a COVID mask. So at least he's trying to be health conscious.
Well, we appreciate that. Although, you know, that's, you know, one of the things about the mask wearing. It used to be you'd go into a bank and they'd really discourage any kind of mask.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, yeah, put the mask on.
Exactly.
Just don't stick us up.
But this was a pretty gutsy crime. You know, Walmart's got cameras all over the
mm-hmm.
place. I mean, if you're going to rob someone, I think Walmart's kind of the last people you want to rob. But they're going to catch this guy. You just wonder how he get two shopping carts full of stuff out of there.
Yeah. Again, it's one of those things. They must think that there's a cost-benefit ratio to not having someone at the door. You know?
Well, every time I go, there's someone at the door.
Yeah. Okay.
And, it's unless he just strolled
past. That's true. Or without checking receipts or things like that. But yeah.
Well, they check me half the time. Half the time they don't, so... I guess he was kind of taking the law of averages, you know.
All right. Well, again, that is the featured crime of the week. But, again, don't just focus on the featured crime because it's any criminal activity we want those anonymous tips on. Are we back to filming them and putting them on Channel 10, I believe?
Sure, they're on KLFY now. It's
the CBS affiliate.
CBS affiliate, yeah. It's KADN, I think, had some... problems, I guess, with the lady that was in charge of filming. She had she's been out sick, so I think that's why they decided to flip over to Channel 10. But I can remember years ago, KLFY was the
for Lafayette, yeah,
sure. Well, Mike Bauer,
right,
was the general manager,
and
he was the guy that kind of started it all. You know,
no doubt, we miss Mike. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, we sure do.
Any other news, speaking of Mike and the board?
Speaking of Mike, our annual Mike Barra Memorial Auction It's going to be coming up. We're going to have it on Mike's birthday, August the 26th. We are now taking donations of
auction items.
Auction items. So if you're a business person, if you have a gift shop or retail store or whatever you have, if you have anything you want to donate, you can contact me. Or actually, probably the best thing to do is get in touch with Kenny Lejeune at Community First Bank. We typically store all the stuff in a room over there, so that may be the best thing to do.
Or if you've got, if you're one of those people with connections to great sports memorabilia, if you know how to get an autographed Drew Brees helmet or something like that, those are great items.
We take season tickets to LSU games, Saints games. I said if you're a retailer, if you're anybody that has anything of value to donate, yeah. We'll take it. We had an artist last year that donated a painting, and there's
Richard just brought some plants in.
But it's too soon. Yeah, we might get Richard to donate some petunias or something. Just getting off the subject a little, the COVID rate came down to 4.7 yesterday.
Yeah, I was glad to see that.
Good.
And not only that, but the day before, the governor allowing a little bit more activity. Obviously, it affected businesses like yours. Still kind of tight in some of those bars with 25% occupancy, but maybe up to 50% next week.
Yeah, if we're below the 5% positivity rate next week, we get to go to 50%. And restaurants get to go to 75%. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, no doubt. Folks just need to keep doing what they've been doing. Mask up, wash those hands, use that hand sanitizer. Just keep that going. And, again, be socially distant as reasonable as possible.
Oh, yeah. And it's looks like we've crossed the top of the hill, and now we're on the downside of the hill. So.
And get that vaccine when you can.
Get that vaccine as soon as you can. So, I'm a little young. I called the Iberia
comprehensive.
Iberia General. The,
okay, Hog, yeah.
They're giving the vaccine, and I was told I could call and get on a list, but the girl called me, and I just turned 63. She said, "Well, you really, unless you have underlying,
you didn't want to admit to any underlying
conditions."
Well,
I was going to make something up, but I said, "No, I better not." I may be taking somebody's shot that really needs it. So, if you're 55 and up, if you have, diabetes, if you're obese, if you, my doctor thinks I'm obese, but I mean, what's so?
Like I said, nothing you wanted to admit to.
Right. So anyway, it's 55 and up with underlying circumstances. If you're a perfectly healthy person, you have to be 65.
Anybody's 65 or above.
Anybody's 65.
And
up,
medical health care workers, teachers now can get it. Daycare center workers, those folks are eligible too. So
exactly.
No matter how old they are.
That's correct.
But again,
that's correct.
Get it when you can. I know the parish president got his, I think his second shot yesterday, or maybe it was his first. I forget which. But again, when you become eligible, get it done.
Yep, that's right.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
That's it. I think I'll turn it over to Richard now.
All right. Well, before we bring Richard in, do want to remind folks again those different ways to leave an anonymous tip, 364-8477, 364-TIPS. Again, the P3 app, p3tips.com, iberiacrimestoppers.com, again, has the link to the P3 app, or I'm sorry, the P3 website. And while it's not anonymous and we don't want you to leave tips, do check out the Facebook page, though, Iberia Crime Stoppers on Facebook, for information on some of the things we talk about here or other things that will make you better aware of what Crime Stoppers is all about.